Okay, it's 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I'm in the city on Russell Street outside the headquarters, the Melbourne headquarters of the Church of Scientology, waiting for my new good friend, the artist formerly known as Robert Henley, who's going to join me, and we're going to go in and do this notorious Scientology personality test together, which he thought would be a novel thing to do. And I wholeheartedly agreed. I've done it before, but only online, and I told them that I lived in Azerbaijan, never actually walked inside of a Church of Scientology premises. Not knowingly, anyway, there was a building in my native Canberra that was actually owned by the Church of Scientology, and they would be outside it. You know, it was a big building with many, many different things inside it, and I was inside that building on occasion. And they would always be standing around outside it trying to get people to take personality tests. I was walking past one of them with my friend Kathy one time, and they bailed us up and said, "Hey, would you like to take a free personality test?" And she said, "No, you know what I'd really like is that I'd like to be sucked in by a strange quasi-religious pseudo-scientific cult that will brainwash me and take all my money. Do you think you could help me?" And the guy was a bit flummoxed by that, didn't know what to say. Anyway, I'm quite nervous, as you can probably tell. I'm drinking a coffee here. I'm not sure whether that's actually going to help or whether it's going to make it worse. But I thought this was blog-worthy, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take any pictures. But that is all. Where's Henley got to? He's late. He told me he was going to be 15 minutes late, but getting beyond the pale. Hitler used to do a similar trick. He asked me if I had a suit. He suggested we should go in looking like a pair of high rollers and get them all excited. But I had to tell him that I burned all my suits in 2004 and now don't own one on principle. I'm actually dressed incredibly scruffily, which is pretty much the only way I'm able to dress under current conditions. But it's still going to be interesting. Yes, that is all.